How often have you been awake at night, worrying about something, or you haven't been able to be completely present when you're having a conversation with somebody? Maybe you're just trying to watch TV and you can't focus on it because you're anxious. Well, my most recent guest, Susie Moore, shared a really smart way of dealing with stress. It all starts with figuring out if the stress is even real.
There is real stress, right? And then there is imagined stress. And I would say that imagined stress counts for a lot of the stress that we experience. Mark Twain said it so beautifully. He said, "I've been through some terrible things in my life, some of which actually happened." It's like we're sitting here worrying about what can go wrong, what can go wrong, what can go wrong, what could mess up, like how could I fail? And it's like, hey, nothing's actually even happened yet. We're not on our own side a lot of the time, you know, and after a certain point, we have to parent ourselves. We're the own adult in our lives. So the way that I think about it is, what do I want? We don't ask ourselves, what do I want? What, even when I wake up, what do I want today to feel like? How do I want it to shake out? But no one teaches us that. We're on this constant, like, what are the threats around me? That's how our brain is wired. And the way that it interprets threats, even like, say, for example, a mean comment or a mean email, the way that the brain interprets that, unless we question it, is you're under threat. So if a stressful thought comes to me, I actually have three questions that I ask. The three questions I love to ask for an immediate interrupt. And the trick here when you feel stress coming on is to do this as quickly as you can. So not to wait until you've, you know, had a coffee or talked it out with your husband. Immediately, you want to interrupt like the stress response. You ask yourself, firstly, how serious is this really? Maybe you got dropped from a project or someone's rejecting you or someone says something unkind about you. Okay, right? Those things happen in life. They happen all the time. How serious is this really? Number one. Number two, what's essential here? If there's an action for you to take, like, what's essential here? And this is often what I think trips people up because they think I need all the bells and whistles before I can do something. Everything has to be set up. I need perfect tech. I need perfect lighting. I need perfect scripts. You just need yourself and an internet connection that ideally isn't too shaky. Like, that's it. Like, in a lot of cases to create something. And then number three, how can I let it be easy? Even this word, this expression, have to, I really am conscious of not trying not to use. Sometimes I do, but saying have to. When we say have to, the fear, the primitive part of our brain feels death if we don't do it, right? So if I have to make it to FedEx by 3 o'clock, you can like sweat and feel anxious to make it to FedEx by 3 o'clock because your brain's like, I need to do this to survive. When it's just you want to cut, make a deadline for something, not to get a late fee. So we say have to all the time. So I always think, how can I just say it differently? I'd like to. It's important to me that I choose to. So I just think even using language consciously gives us a huge shift and we can become more powerful just by remembering that we're choosing so much. When you adopt a let it be easy approach, which is available to you in any moment when we're conscious, it's incredible what can unfold. I say it shows up like a small miracle. Think about when your best ideas come. It's proven that stress shuts down the creative center in our brain. So sometimes we think, oh, I need the stress to perform, but it doesn't work that way. It's like a real life hack to be easier on yourself.
Be easier on yourself. Such simple, but great wisdom. Susie's book, Let It Be Easy, is out now, and I highly recommend it. In fact, I endorsed it because I loved it so much. And if you haven't listened to our full conversation, I'm telling you, it's life-changing. I know this because a lot of people called me and said, oh my God, that episode changed my life. So make sure to check it out. And thank you for listening to Bouncing Forward.